Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to part two.
Dun, dun, dun.
What is the contact information if people are just listening to us for the first time ever?
I'm so glad you asked me that because we have a wonderful Instagram.
Yay.
It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. And you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did hear you guys when you said you were not a fan of the shorter podcast. So instead, we're going to give you two short ones.
Yeah.
So that way you can listen at your convenience, however you'd like. So
exactly.
Enjoy.
You can either get us for a little bit or get us for a long bit.
Yep. You can listen twice.
Mm-hmm.
We did get a text from Amy.
Amy. Yeah.
And she was saying, I have been a waitress for 5 years now, and I wanted to know what was the craziest thing you guys have ever seen while on the job.
Ooh. Because we both have been and or are waitresses.
I think total, I was a waitress for, how old am I? A good four or five years.
30.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah,
like, spaced out, but yes.
I was a server at a retirement home, like was my first job. Well, dishwasher and server, what up? And then I'm currently and have been now for, almost 6 years at the restaurant I work. I know, I was like, how old am I? And I was like, okay, I started when I was 21. I'm 27 now.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. It's damn. Oh, we're so old.
But yeah, what is the weirdest thing you've ever seen while on the job?
Well, I don't know if it's the weirdest, but this happened to me on last Friday. I was opening a bottle of wine in front of this lovely group of girls who were celebrating a birthday party, and I sliced my hand.
What?
Dude.
Let me see.
Okay, it doesn't look bad now, but it, okay, I don't even know. Thinking about it, I have no idea how because I sliced my left hand, but I just hold the bottle with my left and I open it with my right.
Uh-huh.
But I realized I kind of screwed it up, like didn't open it perfectly. And I was like, dang. So I told them, I was like, sorry, I opened this kind of weird. But I had no idea that I had sliced myself.
Were you like bleeding like down your arm?
Dude, it was gushing.
Ugh.
So, and then I poured them their wine and then I like kind of left and then I looked at my hand and like, realized it was just covered in blood, which one, no bueno, and two, I was mortified thinking that I did that in front of them and that they noticed.
I'm like, hopefully there's no blood on the bottle.
I know. And so then I freaked out and I was like with the busser and I was like, I wasn't crying, but I was very dramatic about it. And he was like, oh my gosh, just go put a Band-Aid on. And I was like, you don't understand, like it's gushing. And he's like, come back here. So we went to the dish pit together, and of course, the only Band-Aids we had were big-ass pizza Band-Aids that were very, very obvious, like a pizza. So then I come back to the table and I, like, pour another wine or something. And, like, two of the girls, like, stare at my hand and then stare at each other. And I'm like, oh, they so knew. I know. It was really... And then, of course, the Band-Aid was small and then it was bleeding through the Band-Aid. It was really quite the
show.
Yeah. No, because I was bleeding so much. So it just bled through it. And so then they ordered another bottle of wine and I bribed the bartender to open it for me because I was just like, please, like, I can't do this.
I can't open a bottle of wine when someone's looking.
It's honestly, I couldn't do it for a really long time. And I work in an Italian restaurant where like we strive on like selling bottles of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So I would always be like, I still sometimes get really, really sweaty, especially if the bottle is like over $70. Mm-hmm. I don't know why 70 after that. I'm like, this is expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like get really sweaty. I get really awkward, but I've gotten better at it. But then Friday happens and then you just, all of your confidence just goes out the window. And sometimes the corks like are really hard to get out. And,
right.
Like,
depends on the type of cork.
Yeah. And like how old the bottle is. Sometimes the corks break or like I'm not strong enough to get the cork out. And you're like, oh, I'm opening this like $100-something a bottle of wine and I'm doing it really badly. Like, you can't just get another one.
No.
Yeah. So it's something I don't like. I don't love doing.
I think it looks cool as hell. But it's fancy when someone comes and opens a bottle at your table.
Like,
but I would hate
this
it
for you. And like you have to do the whole like, will you just try it for me to make sure it's not corked? And then you're like, if it is corked, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do about it. But
I'm going to go in the back with like, a coffee filter and just pour it all out. And
does
pour it,
it
back
taste
in.
Better now for you? No. Okay.
Got nothing for you.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's really. So that was something that happened to me
recently.
Recently.
I think the weirdest thing I've seen was two dudes get into a fight And they were like, one of them was crying. He's like, shut up, man. I think one was making fun of the other one.
Oh, and he got butt hurt.
He got butt hurt. Like, one of them, I think, was dating the other guy's girlfriend, sister. Mm. So I don't know what the hell they were fighting about.
A lot of drama.
It's towards the end of the night. So when they send most of the servers home, it's kind of dead. And then I got my section full. So I'm running around like a chicken with his head cut off.
Oh, yeah, because you're like, I'm the only one here.
And, of course, the manager is at the bar because his shift's over. So he's just hanging out, which, of course, that's what you do. You're allowed to do that.
Help out your teammates.
I know. So he did help out when they started fighting. He's like, dude, I'm the manager here. I need you guys to calm down. And I ended up pushing one of the guys. I'm like, come on, buddy. Look at me. Don't look at him. Because they were like gorillas, like swole.
Ooh,
so I'm like pushing him out. I'm like, dude, let's go. Let's go. And the other one comes running and punches the other dude in the face. And his head hits the brick wall. And then they both realized what happened and they ran out. And that was a $70 tab they walked out on.
Oh, you didn't have to pay for it, right?
No. But I'm just like, where's my tip?
Yeah, right? And you just fought in front of everyone. And you didn't work at that ratchet of a place. It wasn't like a sports bar or anything.
No, it was a cooler place. So I thought that was kind of...
That's cool, though.
Weird. I mean, we've had people have seizures. So a couple times we had the EMTs come in and they're actually quite fast.
I would have no idea if someone had, or if someone started choking.
Yeah.
I would like,
we need to probably learn how to do that.
I mean, like, I've kind of learned, but like learning and then actually doing it in real life, totally different thing. I had a bunch of strippers come in one time and they wanted to like climb on the bar and dance on it. That was entertaining.
That's awesome.
That is not our kind of restaurant, but I was all for it. I was like, yeah, woo!
And then your boss is like, Sarah.
Yeah, stop encouraging. I'm like, can I get on the bar with them? Hey.
Gotta earn my tips.
Yeah, right.
But while we've had some really weird encounters, fun encounters, we've also had some awful encounters with just human beings. Because working in the restaurant industry, I feel bad for people who work in retail. Some people think restaurant's worse. But I'm like, in retail, you don't get tips.
That's true.
So I'm like, you're both
unless
working.
I get commission, maybe.
Yeah. But like, I'd rather work at a restaurant because then I'd get a tip. And then I can get fed.
Well, yes, fed for sure. And hopefully you get a tip. Gosh, some people.
Right. So Whisper, which there's an app so you can like put in your daily secrets and stuff, but it's also a website and it's about they got a bunch of tweets from servers and the dumbest things their customers have ever done.
Oh, cool.
So I thought we'd go through. At Nicole Leandra says, I had a lady argue with me telling me there was a bone in her scallop. I couldn't comprehend that there are no bones in scallops. Maybe shell. Had a couple steal lobster tails off another table when they went out to smoke and had an old guy show up in boxers because we are casual dining. It's like, I hate it when customers think they are right. It's like, no. Like, yeah. I had one once when I was at the restaurant when I was a kid or a teenager, and she's just like, the chef made me a cucumber and cream cheese sandwich the other day, and I would like that again. And I'd go up to the head chef. I'm like, we don't even have cream cheese.
Oh.
I'm like, are you sure? It's like, no, he did. It's like,
really? Yeah, we have this pizza that has a smoked mozzarella on it and smoked mozzarella. And I agree because I'm a vegetarian, so I get it. It can taste kind of like we're not used to the smoked flavor. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, this tastes like different.
Yeah.
We had a vegetarian and she was convinced there was meat on it. And I was like, no, that's the smoked mozzarella. And she was like, she made me have them remake it. And I was like, here you go. And she was still convinced. And I was like, oh, bitch, please.
It's like, I'm vegetarian. I wouldn't do this to you.
Yeah, exactly.
What's at Melly Gomez 24 says, someone threatened to slice my face because I wouldn't sell them a milkshake for $2. Milkshakes cost $3.75.
That $1.75, girl, he needed it. Or she needed it.
At Robert_21_, I worked at a yogurt land once, and I had a guy take a dump on the bathroom floor, and guess who had to pick it up?
Oh, no.
So I pride myself into not being, when I have restaurant jobs, I very rarely am, like, late. Or especially super late. There's been a few times where I'm like, I'm stuck in traffic, guys. Like, really bad traffic. I got to come from far away. I'm going to be a half hour late.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of late.
Yeah. So, but I've called them. I'm on my way, I promise.
Yeah.
And so there one time I did that when I was a teenager. Somebody decided to smear poo all over the walls. And it had been there long enough to where it got dry.
Ew,
so
are you serious?
Yeah, I had to clean, dry it off. Like,
they didn't clean it?
No.
No one else did?
No, it was me. I had to clean it when I got there for late.
Oh, did they like save it for you?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This other person says, a customer really spilled her drink, like purposely, just for me to clean it up, and then ask me if I even spoke the language, Finnish. Wally, I count my blessings and pray for Sabar, because I have none at the moment. I don't know what that means, but basically they
spilled. That's so rude. I will say, people with kids, if your kids are messy AF, tip a little better or something. Because if we got to get that broom out and sweep under your table because your kid like throws noodles and crusts everywhere and like sauce and Parmesan cheese and like, dude, like get it together. Get your kid together or
I can almost forgive that because it's, they're little kids. I get it. But I mean, do throw in a couple bucks. My dad said that I cost them so much money because I was that kid.
I was being that kid.
It's like, dude, do you realize how much extra we had to tip servers? Because my parents were servers at the time. And the one I don't forgive is when they're teenagers and let them do whatever the hell they want. Like, I had a table where it was like a mom and a dad and they were older, but they had a teenage son and his friend. And him and the friend were taking pepper, like they opened the pepper thing and poured it into their water glass. And they're just making a mess with the salt and the pepper. I'm like, why? You are a teenager.
Yeah,
you're not stupid.
That's why. Because it looks cool.
I'm like, ooh, because I'm bored. It's like,
and then they're like, I need a new water. And you're like, no.
Drink it.
You've lost that privilege.
This one is, some customers don't even know what a proper medium steak is. Some people dead ass think a well done has a lot of blood in it. So some customers are just idiot. So they don't know what the real, what everything looks like. And I had that happen to me once with eggs. And I wish I knew then what I knew now, what they meant. So she ordered over easy eggs.
Yeah.
Not over easy. Sunny side up. Okay. Sunny side up means that the top part is not cooked. It's just the bottom part.
Is that like a fried egg?
It's a fried egg, but you don't cook the top.
Okay.
Over easy is when you cook both the top and the bottom, It's just light. Like, it's still really gooey on the inside. The whites are still gooey a little bit. So she's like, what is this? The eggs are raw on top. And I didn't realize at the time she meant over medium or over easy. So after that, I always made sure when somebody ordered sunny side up, I'm like, you mean you want it raw on top? And most of the time people are like, oh, no, I don't want that. I'm like, okay, because you don't know what the hell you want.
Dude, that's what would be so tough working in a diner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you want your eggs? Which kind of toast do you want? Like, I feel like they have so many questions they have to ask.
I mean, it was almost like a game for me. It was fun. Because if something had bread, like a French toast or pancakes, you didn't have to ask for toast.
Yeah.
And then you just ask, you know, bacon or sausage.
But like if someone
sausage.
Wants like, yeah, you have so many questions. Bacon or sausage? Do you want home fries or hash browns?
Yeah. So I would never, we didn't have home fries unless they asked for them.
Oh. So I had to be sneaky about it.
Yeah, because we didn't have a whole lot of them. I usually said them for my dad when he'd come in.
Oh.
Another gal says, one time a customer took his drink off my tray, causing the whole thing to tip over, hot chocolate to go all over the floor. And when I came back to clean it up, he took off his shoe and told me to clean that too.
Ew. He wasn't even like apologetic to being like, oh, sorry, I screwed up the balance of your tray.
Here's the thing, by the way. For servers, do never, ever, ever touch what's on their tray.
Yeah, that could really
ever
easily throw it off.
Because it looks like we're just holding it with a flat hand, but you don't know how we're balancing it with our finger. It's weird. There's some weird science and magic voodoo behind it.
Yeah.
Like how we hold a tray. So do not touch a server's tray unless they say you can.
Yeah. Unless they are like, here, will you take this from me or something?
Even if there's one thing left on her tray or his tray, that's still the balance could be.
And it's just rude.
Yeah. It's like, wait your turn. Another gal says, I had one lady demand me to recook an entire burger because she wanted extra lettuce on it.
What? You can't just put the extra lettuce on top?
No.
That sounded funny.
When I was in Vegas, I had this Uber driver, and so I had a bunch of food I came out with because we had ordered it through a delivery service, and they forgot most of the order, so I went back to the restaurant. They refunded us.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, so they refunded us the entire order, so I went back to the restaurant and got the rest of the order. Free of charge.
Yeah.
They were super cool about that. So I go back in the Uber carrying a bunch of food. And I got the sassy ass Uber driver. And she's like, oh, you're that kind of passenger, huh? Because it was an Uber, one of the taxi ones. One of the ones where you share.
Oh, Uber pool.
Yeah. So, and I explained to her, I'm like, no, they messed up my order. I had to come back. She's like, I took notes once this woman came in. Her burger was not done correctly. And she's like, you're going to redo my fries too. Because by the time my burger comes out, my fries are going to be cold, which I kind of get.
But bitch, just eat the fries.
It's just the attitude. I was just like,
No.
But I just thought that was a funny story.
I really try to be like a really not picky customer because I understand the struggle, and it just, it hurts my heart. And when my friends are being it or something, I'm just like, no, stop.
There's my friend and I, whenever we go out to eat, there's always something that's wrong. Like, there was one occasion where it took forever for them to get to us. And then it took forever to get our food. I think she forgot to put it in. And then when she put it in, she put my food in wrong. So my friend, I'm like, just start eating. It's fine. And so my friend was ready to get angry and pissy. And I'm like, dude, she's having an off night. Don't you see her? She's like running around crazy. Like, I've been there.
Yeah. So, yeah. It could be crazy there. You don't know what's going on in our personal life either. Like, sometimes you just got to breathe and be like, okay, they're human too.
Right.
Like,
the one thing I don't forgive is when you're being a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you're being kind of like, whatever, like, it's like, I mean, fake, I totally, a smile, okay, like, that's your job.
Yeah, but I'm totally cool too if, like, you know, I ask them how they're doing and they're like, you know,
it's like,
it's been a rough couple days, but I'm here and I'm getting through, and I'm like, you know, I appreciate that you're being honest, like, and I'm sorry that you're having a rough day, here's a few extra bucks, you know. Right.
It's like, I'll promise, like, to try to order everything at once so you don't have to come back to me. You just leave me alone. You could go chill in the back room.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But I try to be as accommodating and cool with the servers. One, because they're handling your food, and two, because I know. We know.
And I feel like I wish everybody knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like even, I mean, like you said, retail's probably different, and I don't know what it's like to be in retail. I've never been in retail. Same. I never want to be in retail because I don't really like clothes that much. At least food, well, I like.
Retail, it could be anything. It could be cell phones. It could be, you know, hair product, like a Sally's or something.
Yeah, I guess usually when I think retail, I guess you think clothes. Of like clothes. Yeah. But or you're right.
A Walmart is retail. Target's retail.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I would work
grocery store.
I'd rather work at a grocery store, Target, than like a Nordstrom or something.
Yeah.
Just because I don't really know fashion. Yeah. So.
This other one is a customer says, can I have a cheeseburger with no cheese? So I say, so a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger with no cheese. So they, a couple, obviously thought they knew my job better than me. So I charged them for a cheeseburger with no cheese rather than a hamburger, which is cheaper.
That's savage. Mm. I feel like people need to realize that, like, you should be nice to them just because servers can, like, do that. Like, people will come into my restaurant and be like, can I make my own pizza? And I was like, well, yeah, if you want. So then they'll list off, like, let's say 4 items.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, that's a really expensive pizza. But we might have a pizza on there that has all those 3 items, and then we'll just add the 4th one you want, which makes it way cheaper.
Yes.
Like, and if you're hella cool, like, I'll point that out and be like, I'm going to hook you up with this or whatever. But if you're a ding dong, I'll be like, yeah, you can have, I'll add all of those 4 toppings to your cheese pizza for you, which will make it a $30 pizza. Suck it.
That's exactly what it was like when I worked at the barbecue place, because we'd have like this big master platter of just meat. And
meat.
So when people would come in like, I want this, this, and this, and then I want this, this, and this. I'm like, hey, look, do you guys mind sharing? Because I can just order you this giant platter. You can just order a couple extra sides, which is going to be cheaper all the way around. So just do it this way if you'd like.
Yeah.
If they were cool. But like, if they're not, I'd be like, okay, cool.
All these sides for you? Sure, why not?
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Someone writes, also, can I have 3 large drinks? Okay, what would you like to drink? Like, I can read your mind.
Like soda. Can I get a soda? Yeah.
What kind
of soda? Like,
can I get a beer?
Yeah, or wine. Oh, my gosh. And then I'm like, well, here are all of our wines.
This one, I've had people actually throw drinks at me and my staff and use every slur possible, all because their drink wasn't free. If you complain about a $1.89 cup of coffee, then you shouldn't be having it, period.
Dang.
Less than $2. That's a cheap cup of coffee. I had a customer demand I make a whole new fresh wrap for her because I didn't put enough lettuce in it. So in went half the bag of lettuce. Yes.
Just hella lettuce.
Oh. You have no idea what stupid is until you work in the food business. When someone asks for a quesadilla with no cheese, I needed all it takes to keep myself from choking them. That's a tortilla.
Yes, so you just want a tortilla? Like, wait, what?
Just order a tortilla. Oh my God, when I did headset at Chick-fil-A, people would pull up and just start screaming their order at me before I could even do my little intro. So in the middle of them giving me their order, I click the button and interrupt them and do my intro and make them start it all over again.
Ha! That's funny. That's savage. I like that. Also, going back to the free drink thing, if a table or anybody demands free drinks, I hate them. Like, right. I think they're, like, terrible. Like, who? Yeah. Like, if the restaurant hooks it up for you because of this or that or whatever. Dude, the restaurant's... Sorry.
Oh, hey.
I'm so passionate about this.
That's fine.
They're so awesome. But if you demand that, like, I... or demand anything free. It, like, hurts. It hurts my soul.
Right. For me, I had a table once of two gentlemen, and they were joking. Like, they were drinking, and then they joked, like, oh, I want a shot. And he's like, this one's going to be free, right? Ha, ha, ha. And I said, okay, well, I'm not the manager, so I can't just give you a shot of whiskey for free.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't. Sorry, my manager's not here right now, so I can't even approve that. So I can't give you a whiskey for free. And so they kept joking about it. It's like, okay, so where's my whiskey? I'm like, do you really want it? Because I'll bring it to you. And it's like, well, which one do you like? I'm like, okay, I like this one. But like I already said, my manager's not here. I cannot give you a free whiskey.
Yeah.
So I go out, I bring them their whiskey. And then they had asked for their check at the same time. So I brought their check out. They're like, will you charge us for the whiskey? I'm like,
I told you. I wasn't kidding.
And so they're like, well, we don't want it. So I had to bring it back. I was like, are you effing kidding me?
Dude, it's so awkward when people ask for free stuff. Like, how are you supposed to, like, you really want to be nice and cute, but, like, it's also, like, but I have to say no. Like, just because you're the customer doesn't mean you get everything you want. Like, you got to pay for it. Like, oh, I wish I could, or I wish I could sit and have a shot with you guys. You know what I'm, like, just have to be cute about it, but it's also, like, no!
You can't piss, like, it's funny how, like, some common sense goes out the window and they blame you. You are the bad guy.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want these shots anymore because it's not free. What makes them think that they deserve free shots?
Way, old guys, by the way. So it wasn't entitled millennials. They were old effers that could be our dads.
That probably had plenty of money to buy the shots.
Yeah, well, they look kind of, maybe not.
A little sketch.
But I think I had one guy get super angry at me and started yelling and just left me zero tip after a big order. Because it was a football game and he was there with his, like, it was two families and they were there with their kids and their wives. And this guy was drunk. He was so drunk that my boss could hear him in the office upstairs.
Jeez. And was so, he just like waiting for his food?
He was like, yeah. Well, he wasn't like mad at me. He was having the time of his life. My boss is like, you need to cut him off.
Yeah.
So when he ordered another one, I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to cut you off. He got super pissed and super offended. Like, if someone said, you need to be cut off, I'd be mortified because then I'd have to sit and look at my behavior. Like, what did I do just now to look like an idiot enough to get cut off?
Because you've never been cut off, right?
I did get cut off once when I was sober.
Ha! That's even greater.
Right. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just very clumsy. Stone cold sober, I promise.
That's hilarious, right. Actually. Did you try to get a drink?
No, I think I wasn't drinking that day because I was getting over the stomach flu.
Oh.
So I was like the last thing I wanted.
So you didn't even order when they were just like, you're cut off, miss.
Yes, I'm like, oh, yeah. Fine.
You're like, whatever.
Give me a Sprite, please.
Yeah.
But it's just, oh.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It's just be cool to your servers, people. And I want to hear about your server. If you've been in a situation where you are a server or a host or dishwasher, cook, whatever.
Or if you were the customer and you realize either you were the D-bag or you were with someone that was the D-bag.
And did you call them out on it? Because I call out people.
Be like, yeah, dude. I do too. But sometimes it's just like, do I want to have this fight right now?
It's like, there's times where it's like, I wanted it to be cool, but you are really sucking. Like, we went to Atlanta. You didn't go with us that year. And we had the worst service ever. And at first I was like, okay, well, you know, she's by herself. And I'm looking at the hostesses. They're not doing anything.
And you're like, maybe I should just stand up and take our order.
Right.
Like,
and then she did get mad when we went and got waters from the bar. Because she had just brought waters out like 20 minutes later.
Damn.
But then another table that got there after us, a table just as big as ours, got fed and got everything way before us.
Dang. Did she just, like, not like you guys?
I don't know. So I'm just, like, we were super cool, the whole time, and I'm trying to be cool. I'm like, okay, well, you know, she's, and after a point, I'm like, nope, you know what? This sucks.
Yeah.
This service is awful.
That's really weird. I'm surprised people in your group didn't complain.
Oh, they did. Well, I don't know.
Oh, like, complain to, like, management. Oh,
okay, yeah. They were not quiet about it, though.
This place sucks.
But anywho, we want to hear about your restaurant horror stories and whether you've been the D-bag, whether you've been with them, or if you were on the receiving end of the D-bagness.
Give us all the deets.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.